This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. A lot of winning going on this weekend. The Binks!
Yep.
They beat FC Cincinnati 4-0. They advanced to the Eastern Conference Final on Saturday. They will host New York City FC, 6 o'clock. For the Pinks!
That's the conference championship.
Nothing gets past you, dude.
I mean, he did say it.
Hmm?
He did say
it. I said it was the Eastern Conference Final. I literally said that.
Minus one.
We ain't got to wait a month.
Yeah, Leroy's on. You know what it is? I can tell. Everybody's on. When it's that week, when it's holiday, and the holidays, it's holiday time, everybody's on shutdown mode. Everybody's on shutdown mode, man. Am I lying? You are shutdown mode right now. Let's be real.
No, they win this game. Really. That's for the championship.
Thanks. Thanks, you idiot.
Don't lash out at me. Somebody that had their listening ears on. Miami Hurricanes, they beat Virginia Tech 34-17. Carson Beck was awesome in this game. 320 yards, four touchdowns. Malachi Toney continuing to do baby Jesus type things. 12 catches, 146 yards, a touchdown for him. They will close out the regular season at Pitt at noon on Saturday. Really a game that was never in doubt. They put a little, the Vatek put a little window dressing on it, and then Kane's like, we're taking your window dressing away.
I would say a lot of people don't realize how many people are hurt on that defense, that they're just starting to come back. They've been getting off the faster starts, maybe not scoring, but looking more aggressive, not just, you know, trying to dominate and wear you down. They've been making an attempt to get ahead early and then play that style of football. So, but I don't know, man. I don't know. I just think when it gets down to it, you beat Pittsburgh after what they just did, then we can have a conversation. Because they look really good offensively. But until then, to complain about where you are now doesn't matter.
I mean, it doesn't matter if you're, you know, it doesn't matter just because they've already resigned. Like, they're doing the crime right in front of you. That's why.
No, that's
it's just,
not.
It's already been determined by these hacks in their stupid little building coming together making this.
There's still football to be played, but when you sit back and complain about your situation and don't take care of your business, then you can't, there's nothing you can say. And so all I would say is that everybody saw what Pittsburgh did last week to Georgia Tech. if you go out and beat them and are convincing with that victory, then you can have a complaint. But to have a complaint before you've handled your business is a moot point. And we have this conversation every year going into November. Every year. And what ends up happening? They spit the bit last month of the season. So let's do it the other way. Take care of your business. You put yourself in this situation. Go out and handle your business and then complain when it's all done.
Okay, but if they do, then you'll acknowledge that it's stupid that Notre Dame's in front of them?
No.
So then what's the point? Like then, so you're going to be on the stance no matter what.
You don't have an argument until we get to that point.
Okay, but I'm asking you, try and put on your hypothetical hat.
I am.
Okay. I'm asking you, we're sitting here at 4 o'clock on Saturday. They just beat Pitt on the road.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So then you'll be at the spot where they should be ahead of Notre Dame?
No.
Okay. Well, then what's the point? No, why would you make a declaration of that and it doesn't matter to you?
You've been complaining for 2 weeks. And Tobin, understand this. I don't make these rules up, but
no, they do.
It has been true and tried over the years of the college football playoff. If you lose early, you have a chance to build it up regardless of who you lose to. We can't go back 3 months and say, okay, well, we beat them. After you lost in between there to two unranked teams.
Okay, but like barely lost to two unranked teams.
It's
not like they got smoked by those unranked teams. They lost an overtime game, and they lost by a field goal with their quarterback having the worst game of his season.
That you were favored by 20.
Understood, but whatever. Like nobody's had a stinker. It's crazy
to me. But you
don't
think that matters?
I just think that this is one of those things where it matters. I understand it, but the thing that's crazy to me and will never make sense to me is in sports, always and forever, head to head has mattered. It's mattered.
Not 3 months ago.
It does, dude. I'm sorry. I hate to tell you that, but it doesn't matter. Whenever the tiebreakers happen, they happen. Whenever the schedule makers make the game, your head-to-head always means the most. Like, even in the dumbass NBA tournament, which is stupid, the Heat have, like, a plus gazillion in the point differential. The thing that's going to matter on the tiebreakers at the end of it is going to be what?
Yeah.
Head-to-head.
But that would that would matter if you were talking about the conference. You understand what
no,
I'm saying?
No, it should matter in
all
anything.
All the things that you're talking about is with group play, conference play, a way to separate them moving
It's just
forward.
Semantics. It's like it's one of these things
it's
where
– It's not semantics.
It is. It is. Because they don't have a conference to play for, so you can't even go apples
to
apples on it. They played.
Ranked above Alabama?
Their record's not the same, so no.
Okay.
So don't be silly. I mean, obviously, if the Canes were 4-4, they shouldn't be ranked. Like, that's why I can't have – it's like you're not having a conversation with a grown-up with you on this.
No, but – Here, the road to get back to this point was greater for Miami because the drop you had when you lost to two ranked unranked teams, you dropped more than Notre Dame.
Yeah, but here's the thing I just asked you. You've been saying for the last 2 weeks if the Canes take care of their business. Well, they took care of their business this past week. They handled Virginia Tech with ease.
Right.
So now Pittsburgh just handles Georgia Tech.
Correct.
Which was having a great season. So if they beat Pitt on the road, 8-3, just got ranked, you're still telling me that Notre Dame deserves to be ahead of the Canes.
I think they positioned themselves so they can make the move to put Miami up ahead. Do you see how close Miami and Notre Dame are?
I'm asking you, Texas Two-Step. Just answer the question.
No.
Okay.
So like, in your eyes – You don't think Miami's a better team than Notre Dame right now?
At this point, no, I don't.
But if they finish with the same record, which would be 10-2,
right?
If Notre Dame beats Stanford Saturday night, Miami beats Pittsburgh Saturday afternoon.
Notre Dame's going to kill Stanford.
All right, cool.
Great, cool. So do the Canes, by the way.
They finish 10-2.
We're correct.
You do think Miami should get into the college football playoff before Notre Dame because of the head-to-head?
I do. Yes.
But that's if both teams finish at this with the same record.
Correct.
Okay.
But if you notice the way it's gone. See, at no point in time did Notre Dame have to come back from 19th in the country.
Yeah, which people were mocking when they were 0-2 and still ranked. People thought it was unbelievably stupid.
Yeah, they were ranked 23rd. They were like the only team 0-2 and still ranked in the top 25.
Right.
People thought that was already like, oh, here they go. They're getting that because they didn't want this situation because they get favorable treatment, which has been my entire point on this.
But when you start, when did they start? 9, 10?
They started 6.
They started 6th in the country.
Which, by the way, is just
dropped 18 spots.
These are their 6th. Says who?
They dropped 18 spots.
They dropped when they lost to Miami, and then they dropped when they lost to Texas A&M. But usually if you lose 2 times in the top 25 teams, you're out of the top 25.
Part of the reason why they didn't drop out of the top 25.
Because they're Notre Dame.
It was because it's too – okay.
It's because they're Notre Dame, dude. Like, just like, I don't know why this is such a crazy thing.
It must have happened to me, too, because I'm Michigan.
Yeah, the Blue Bloods listen, when they want the Blue Bloods, they're going to keep
the Blue Bloods. Yeah, they'll finagle it however they want to. Blue Bloods, SEC.
This argument, okay, that the basic fundamental thing that you guys are off on is this. You can't complain where you're ranked when you lose to 2 unranked teams. You can't.
Fine. But I can complain if I have the same record as the team that I beat.
But see, you're looking at, and here's the thing. Instead of being disappointed in what your team did, you're looking outside of that and saying, well, we beat them.
It's
we
both. I don't understand why you can't compartmentalize this. This is the thing that's crazy to me. Both things can be true. The Canes yacked it up, but also this is a stupid system. Like the whole point of and this is the other thing.
Because of the situation your team is in.
Yeah, welcome to sports, dude. I'm going to complain about the things that have to involve my team. Congratulations. You really solved that one, Clouseau. Like, right. I mean, like, that's that, like, of course, I'm going to be sitting here complaining about what's happened to the Canes, but also it's crazy how Notre Dame just gets these insane passes for what? What have they done? Beat USC? Is that their feather in the cap?
That in Pittsburgh.
Like, come on. What are we doing here?
Nah, here's the thing. If I beat you and we finish with the same record, that's the tiebreaker. I know there's no tiebreaker.
Literally in every sport ever.
Head to head, ever.
Vlad, and what I've been saying for the last 3 weeks. If you look at the standings, they're moving Notre Dame and Miami close enough that you can have that argument. But to have that argument when you're so far apart is ridiculous. But now that they're closer together, you can have that argument after next week. That's all I've been saying.
All right, so here's what it is.
Well, you just said it wasn't an argument, though. That was my first question to you was
But it's not an argument when you lose to 2 unranked teams. Sorry.
Okay. But so you're going to sit here your same argument, if the Canes beat Pitt, is still going to be 2 unranked teams? That's still going to be your argument and not head-to-head?
Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying that while you guys are all complaining about where your team is ranked, if you have been paying attention to the rankings, they have moved Notre Dame and Miami closer together so that if that presents itself, we can now have an honest conversation. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but what I'm saying is because they're so close, it could very well happen.
Yeah, but your main argument still is I'm telling
you. Don't complain about your situation when you lose to 2 unranked teams.
Cool.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yes.
But it doesn't matter who you beat.
No, if you lose to 2 unranked teams.
All right, we'll take a break. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.